Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. The phone number here, 1-800-8-ENYART, 1-800-836-9278. 8 members of American Right to Life yesterday went to court in Colorado Springs after a protest a couple weeks ago in which they were arrested at Focus on the Family's headquarters asking for the president of Focus, Jim Daly, to take down that pledge of Dr. Dobson making a pledge before God that he would never again vote for a politician who has exceptions like rape or incest. They're still playing that pledge, even though he has violated that pledge in endorsing John McCain, a candidate who supports killing thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands of innocent children. But hey, he's our child killer, right? He's the Republican child killer, so we should support him. Well, think about George W. Bush and what's happened in South Dakota, where they had an effort to outlaw all abortion, but George W. Bush says, I'm against abortion except for rape and incest. The baby's father's a criminal. I don't deem that little boy or girl worthy of love or protection of law. I think you should be able to kill it. And so the pro-lifers have heard this argument for decades now, that if you could only save 99, it's worth it to save 99 if 100 are going to be killed. So it's worth it to save 99% of the babies, and later we'll come back and get that one. So what the leaders at Colorado Right to Life have been pointing out for a long time, since Brian Rohrbaugh became the president, he's now moved on to be the president of American Right to Life. When he became the president, the focus, the effort shifted squarely to personhood in opposition to the regulating of the killing of innocent children. And what was pointed out is that exceptions are a window to the soul. Exceptions are a window to the soul. So George Bush, what a perfect textbook example. What was George Bush's position in South Dakota? They want to save all the kids. I want to kill these few. I want to kill one. They want to save 100. So here's his position. He was asked by ABC News, how about South Dakota's abortion ban? Where do you stand on it? He said, oh, no. My position is clear. I'm against abortion except for rape and incest. So don't you endorse this measure? Oh, no. I don't. I'm against abortion except for rape and incest. So in other words, now comprehend what's happening. George W. Bush is saying, and that was a close vote, his bully pulpit, like he's trying to get a bailout scam for the nation, socialize us even further, $1 trillion more of socialism in America. He's using the bully pulpit in every way he can to further federalize the economy. He could have used the bully pulpit to fight to save the lives of unborn children in South Dakota. But this is what he actually did. Translate it. Look at his exceptions as a window to his soul. This was his argument. If you don't let me kill this one child, I'm going to let them kill all 100. You see, the pro-lifers have been lied to by political hacks, taking pro-abortion politicians, Republicans, and taking a wolf in sheep's clothing and saying they're a strong Christian pro-lifer. That's a lie. John McCain is a child killer. John McCain is a child killer. John McCain is a child killer. So when they tell you, isn't it better to save 99 and then come back later to save the one? Well, it's too late. The one is dead. But typically all 100 are dead. Because George W. Bush's actual position is not, I want to save 99 out of 100. His actual position is, if you don't keep it legal to kill this one child, then I'm going to oppose the effort to save all the children. And now that South Dakota has done this terrible thing and come out with a law that says exceptions. Here are all these reasons you could kill unborn children in South Dakota. But George W. Bush is quick to run to endorse the law, right? Because it's now, it's his position. John McCain is quick to endorse the law because they want to protect unborn children. It's a great tragedy in America. One of the great tragedies that it's legal to kill unborn children, and we have politicians who can comfortably coexist with child killing for the next 40 years. Well, let's get out of the Twilight Zone. Let's go to Africa. Now, Uganda, remember, Americans don't know much about Uganda, except they had a tyrant leader, Idi Amin, and there's a Christian church in Uganda. And today, I think, is a great opportunity there for the gospel to be proclaimed. Well, yesterday, while these Christian members of American Right to Life were down in Colorado Springs, just by happenstance, a Christian leader from Uganda flew in. And his name is Bishop Patrick Baligasima. And he is a bishop over 400 Bible churches, gospel preaching churches in Uganda. And I would like to welcome to our airwaves, Bishop Patrick. Welcome to Baba Nyart Live.
Thank you. Thank you.
It was an honor to meet you yesterday, Bishop. And I wanted my audience to enjoy the same honor. Can you tell us some about the opportunity to spread the gospel today in Uganda?
We are so grateful and honored in Uganda to have a government that believes in preaching the gospel, to have a government that believes and has given freedom of worship, freedom of speech, and freedom of association to all people of Uganda. And we hold so many crusades. Everywhere you go, you can preach the gospel anytime, no matter who you are, no matter where you are. And we are so grateful and privileged, and we see so many people coming to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we are so honored of what God is doing in our nation at this time, unlike during the times of Idi Amin and the past regimes in our nation that prohibited. And we are grateful there is opportunity. Anybody can come, any missionary from all over the world. It is open to the gospel. Our nation is open.
Mm. And so, Bishop Patrick Baligasima, I'd like to give the website that you have to our audience so they could find out more about Uganda and about the Christian effort there. It's very encouraging to me, Bishop Patrick, to hear of the gospel going out. So the website is discipleshipmission.com. Discipleshipmission.com. And could I quote from your website, Patrick, and what we believe? I'd like to let the audience know.
Yes, you can do that and quote directly from our website of what we believe, so that the listeners and those who want to contact us or me can know and can go to the website and know for themselves. You can quote that.
Okay, so here we go. What we believe in the Trinity, God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We believe in the virgin birth and the resurrection of the dead. We believe that all people, regardless of their status or wealth and religion, need to accept the Lord Jesus as their personal Savior for the forgiveness of sin and confess Him as Lord of our lives for personal salvation and eternal life. We believe that believers will spend eternity in heaven with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and all the good angels in peace and glory. The Holy Spirit is our helper, comforter, and teacher. We believe that God will judge the whole world, and all who have not accepted Jesus will be condemned to eternal fire. We believe that God has committed the preaching of the gospel to His church. The church's mission is to shine and to win the world to God through the preaching of the gospel. Bishop Patrick Baligasima, I want to thank you for being faithful to the gospel of Jesus Christ halfway around the world, from here in Colorado, in Africa, in the country of Uganda. Could you tell us what one of the churches is like in your fellowship there?
Well, thank you so much for that blessing. And the one of the churches, and like I'm a pastor, the church that I'm pastoring has 2,500 members, and we are praying and planning to take this church to 10,000, 15,000 members in the next 5 years. And this is a church, the life, when we come together, let's say on Sunday morning, we welcome everybody with hugging each other, welcoming each other from what we have been doing. And then there is an opening prayer, and then there is a praise and worship. And then there is a preaching of the word, and then there is also listening to what the Holy Spirit is saying to us, what God is saying to our situation, and also there is a praying for the sick, because Jesus said you will lay hands on the sick and they will recover in my name. And no wonder the World Health Organization has written that Uganda is the first nation in Africa where AIDS has gone down. So we are seeing the power of God, and that is the type of churches that I am involved in as a pastor, and that's what we are doing.
Bishop Patrick, the most important thing of all this is to teach people that they were created by God and Jesus Christ died on the cross and was raised from the dead. Now, at our church, I pastor a church, Denver Bible Church. And
God bless you.
Well, thank you, Bishop Patrick. And I heard what you said about healing. You know, at Denver Bible Church, when people get sick, I have to confess to you what happens. They die. Yeah. At our church, when they get sick, they die. We don't see miraculous healings. But Bishop Patrick Baligasima, I am thrilled that the gospel of Jesus Christ takes a person's soul and it cleanses it from sin. And I know that throughout Africa, in fact, throughout the world, as the gospel comes to people, it changes their lifestyle. And God wants us to live and be blessed. And the effect of the gospel has the most wonderful consequences economically and socially and health-wise, because God made us. He knows how we should operate.
Yes.
He knows how we have good marriages and good families. Can I ask you one question as we're running out of time?
Yes,
could I ask you, in this country, we have abortion and we kill unborn children. In Uganda, do people know that in America we kill unborn children?
Well, that is one of the saddening thing and the heart-breaking thing when we learn and hear that people deliberately kill these unborn people, because these are people, these are real people. The Bible says right from inception, the moment the man and the woman come together, when it is time for them to have a baby, at that time, even if it is just 5 seconds of conceiving, that one is a person, and that is something that is so
that's the baby
and bad.
Yes, and so in so Bishop Patrick, in Uganda, do they know that in America we kill the baby in the womb? Do they know that?
Well, in Uganda, we have known about that, and somewhere, somehow, it was trying to come to our nation, and our government had to refuse and say, no, we don't do these things. Abortion is killing people, killing children, and we don't accept that legally. Well, some people could do it in their own way, illegally, but once people know, once the government know, they will hold you accountable for killing someone, because an unborn child is a person.
Yeah, so thank you, Bishop Patrick, so much. And please pray for our country, and we will pray for the body of Christ in Uganda.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I pray God bless America. I pray God bless this nation. This is a great nation with a destiny and a mission from God, with the prosperity that is here and with what America as a nation has been doing around the world, including my nation helping our government with hospitals, with building roads. And so we pray, and I'm here praying much as at time when it appears like problems are here, the economy. This is the time when every American can pray and raise up and be one voice. Like God say, I cannot forget the people I have begotten. I cannot forget a nation that I brought into existence. I cannot forget my children. And so this is the time where Americans have got to come together, and the God of plans and the God of purpose has got a plan and a purpose for this nation.
Well, thank you, Bishop Patrick Balegasima. Thank you. May God bless you. Okay. And that is discipleshipmission.com. And you could learn about Uganda. And the bishop, of course, he shared with us some of the beliefs that they have at their church. And Christians differ. You know, Christians differ in their beliefs. And we point out, for example, that people on organ donor waiting lists, when do they get off those lists? We've had those lists for decades. When does someone, a child who's on an organ donor waiting list, when do they come off the list? Tens of thousands of people on those lists. They come off the list either when they get the transplant or they die. That's how they come off those lists. And so at Denver Bible Church, it's sincere. You know, some people say, come to our church, come to our church, and you get healed. Maybe the happy church. I guess that's why everybody's happy. They get healed. Denver Bible Church, people get sick and you die. That's what happens. You get sick and you die. And it's a tragedy, but that's what happens. We don't live forever. The gospel is not a get-out-of-the-hospital-free card. It's just not. And so, but Christianity is real, and sometimes we, oh, it makes us feel good to accept a version of Christianity that's not quite as real as what the Bible would teach us. And so it's difficult for the body of Christ because we live with disagreements. But as the New Testament says, that there must be factions among you so that the truth can be approved. The truth can be seen in the fact that there are disagreements and there are factions. So we will suffer with the factions for as long as the Lord decides to tarry until he returns. And then, praise God, we'll all have the same theology, all of us in heaven. I imagine there'll still be different denominations in hell. I imagine there'll be plenty of disagreements in hell. But in heaven, there'll be one mind, and that will be encouraging. Okay, so back to South Dakota. So please analyze what happened in South Dakota and try to learn from it, because we were doing the show 17 years ago. 12 years ago, Bob Dole was the Republican nominee. And the Christians were just now transferring the TV shows. Bob and Your Live, we were on the air in 80 cities around the country, Honolulu to Orlando, broadcast TV, cable TV, satellite, shortwave radio, radio simulcasts. And people would call in and say, Bob, my pastor told me Bob Dole is a strong Christian. He's Christian. He's pro-life. He's 100% pro-life. He is, isn't he? 100% pro-life. In fact, he's an evangelist. He goes around the country preaching the gospel. Don't you know? He didn't become a Christian, but he's fighting to save unborn. Oh, he's doing Viagra ads? Oh, but he's also fighting to save unborn children. Oh, he's not? Oh, but he's preaching the gospel. Oh, he's not? Oh, he's doing Viagra ads. Oh, but that's about it? Yeah, that's about it. Every 4 years, the body of Christ is lied to. Dr. Dobson said, we're like a mistress. And, you know, a mistress has a codependent relationship, very unhealthy. She's a mistress, a woman with a married man. And she wants to tell herself he's going to leave his wife and he's going to marry me. But she knows it's a lie. She knows she's just a mistress. She knows he won't be seen in public with her. He's not going to take her to the country club. But he's only, and for the body of Christ, you're only good during the primaries in the general election. Once John McCain wins, if that happens, once John McCain wins, you think he's going to care about the unborn? Think he's going to care? He hasn't cared for 12 years. He's a child killer. John McCain is a child killer. Oh, but our child killer is better than their child killer. He wants to kill fewer kids. It's not a numbers game. Killing Jews, it's not a numbers game. Well, let's make sure they can't kill Jews with Zyklon A. Let's make them use Zyklon B. What a mockery of honoring God. What a joke. It's not a numbers game. So if John McCain, he's more appealing as a candidate, a leader, because he wants to kill fewer kids. What if, as the graphite at gmail.com, what if he makes the argument, what if John McCain only wanted to kill one child, just one child a year? That's it. Would that make it even easier for you to support him? What if it was on an altar with a knife? He just wanted to take just one baby. Not the tens of thousands. Oh, is it 100,000? Not the 100,000 babies. Was it a million? It's hard to count the number of kids John McCain advocates killing, will authorize funding for, will allow the states to kill. It's hard to count it because he supports killing kids in so many ways. It's hard to count. But it's a large number. But what if he only said, okay, now my exceptions, I want to protect all kids except one a year, just one a year, because that's what the devil wants. To the devil, it's not a numbers game, how many babies you kill every year. To the devil, he just wants you to disobey God. That's it. That's his primary goal. He wants you to disobey God. He wants you to do evil that good might come of it, because then he is satisfied. His blood thirst, his lust for innocent blood is satisfied when people agree to kill one innocent person. So what if John McCain said, you know what? I'm no longer going to give Planned Parenthood hundreds of millions of dollars. I'm no longer going to fund millions of dollars for research on the tiniest little boys and girls, grisly research, dissecting, harvesting their baby parts, killing them to further science. I'm no longer going to fund that. I'm no longer going to fund surgical abortion, to Planned Parenthood, to kill babies whose fathers are criminals, who I don't think deserve to be loved and protected, rape and incest. I'm no longer going to fund that. I'm no longer going to fund any of that. I'm just going to kill one a year because I think we shouldn't be extremists. And you know, we have a big tent in the Republican Party. We have a big tent. And it's important for people to see we accept all sides. So, and I don't have a litmus test when it comes to judges. If they want to kill unborn children, I don't have a litmus test. And I'm not really all that hot on overturning Roe v. Wade anyway. You know how many fights we'd have? 50 fights in the country. So here's the deal. I'll stop killing all those kids, and just once a year, I'll just kill one baby a year on an altar with a knife. But I want your support. I want your support. Would the devil take that deal? Would the devil trade Planned Parenthood and all those abortions if we could all agree to kill one baby once a year? Would the devil take that deal? Of course he would. It's not a numbers game. The goal of the devil is to get you to disobey God. Then he succeeded. Adam and Eve disobeyed God, and he succeeded. And you support a child killer, and you want to be lied to. You know, because you've listened to this show, you're cursed. You've lost friends because you repeated something you heard on this show. So you're cursed already. But you want to be lied to. You want to believe. You want to have fun for just another few weeks. Want to have fun. It's the election cycle. We wait 4 years for this. It'd be like the Stanley Cup only being played every 4 years. Do you know how the lust for competition and fun? What if the Super Bowl only came every 4 years, the Final Four, every 4 years? Could you imagine? And so we want to be lied to. We want to lie to other Christians and say, oh, he's 100% pro-life. Didn't you hear Russell Johnson of the Family Policy Institute of Washington? They're a Focus on the Family state affiliate. He's an official government policy. John McCain is 100% pro-life. Didn't you hear National Right to Life talk about him? He's a child killer. So Barack Obama, the devil with his mask off, scares you into the arms of the devil with his mask on, John McCain. Jesus Christ warned us about wolves in sheep's clothing. Jesus Christ said people are afraid of Obama. James Dobson says, I'm afraid of Barack Obama. When I look at Barack Obama, I have to, John McCain, he's really come a long way. He hasn't changed at all. He's really come a long way. Jesus said, don't fear him who could kill the body. Fear him who can cast, who can destroy both body and soul in hell. So George W. Bush, hey, if we can only save 99, let's save 99. And then we go back for the one. George W. Bush implemented that policy. He said, if you don't let me kill this one, I'm going to let them kill all 100. What do you think about that, pro-lifers? I'm in my second term anyway. What are you going to do to me? And now he's got his exceptions in South Dakota. He's using his bully pulpit to protect children. John McCain is there. They're child killers. They're child killers. They're child killers. Bob Benyart, KGOV, KGOV.com.